Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Ubley, where the Division 7 District Championship game between Saginaw Nouvelle and the Ubley Bearcats is about to take place. Good evening, everybody. I'm Rick Laza, Jason Partica, and Dave Rowland, head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets, is alongside for tonight's football game. And guys, let's get right into it here. We got a few moments before kickoff. Ubley has won the toss. They have elected to receive to open up things here in this district championship game. But guys, and Dave, I'll start with you as head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets. The Bearcats come in here, two-time district champions. They have a handful tonight with the Nouvelle Catholic Central Panthers in town. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Bill Sweeney is going to try to establish his midline of the offense tonight. The center, the quarterback, and then work with the fullback to try to establish that middle. And then they'll be flanked on either side by the two guards at Ubley. He's got to establish that first, get his guards going, and it should be off to the races for Ubley.
Now, the talk has been ball control, protect, and take care of the football, run as much time off the clock, and score. Jason, the Bearcats are pretty good at doing that. We've seen them do it against Harbor Beach and Deckerville. They controlled the pace last week against USA. Can they do the same this week?
Yeah, it's going to take a lot. They're going to have to, you know, it's going to start at that offensive line. They're going to have to get a good push off the ball, get that Nouvelle defense back on their heels. And for Nouvelle, a lot of speed on offense there. So for Ubley defensively, the thing they're going to want to do is probably stay wide, force all that action to the inside, let guys like Eric Booms and others like that force them to make the tackles on some of these backs for Nouvelle. A lot of good speed over there.
Bearcats have had a history of starting out a little bit slow and had trouble in a few games where they would fumble that opening possession. Tonight, that cannot be the case if anybody, especially the Bearcats, are expected to pull off the victory here.
And that'll be the X factor tonight. Turnovers. More in the playoffs you get, the more costly those seem to be.
Here we go. We are underway here from Ubley, the district championship game between Saginaw Nouvelle and the Ubley Bearcats. The kickoff goes through the end zone, so it'll come out to the 20-yard line, and that's where Ubley will start at first and 10. Last week we saw Tyler Peruski run back the opening kickoff. Not going to get a chance to do that tonight, and that really set the tone for that football game right off the start.
Well, Peruski has pretty good speed, and he got some blocking up there, and again, he was going, and that's the way Ubley wants to start off. It's a great motivation there for the rest of the kids.
So the Bearcats have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line to start things off here from Ubley on Cruise 102 FM on this very cold Friday night. Glad you could be with us. Bearcats come out in that patented wing tee full house offense, and the first handoff of the night is going to go straight up the middle. Forward progress will give Brett Cleary about 4 yards on the play. So second down and 6 coming up.
I'm sure Coach Sweeney would love 4 yards every single play. Now we got to look at him to hit that outside power in the 6-hole or come back in that on the left-hand side in the 7. So let's see if the offensive line could double-team down. And I noticed that Saginaw is in a 4-front.
The Bearcats come up to the line of scrimmage here, looking at second down and 6. First possession of the football game. The Bearcats come out with it. Second down and 6. Drake will take the snap and hand it off. And coming out over the middle again, this time it looks like it's Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier. And Peruski will pick up a couple more yards, setting up a third down and 4 situation for Ubley. Coach, how much of a feeling out process is there in that first possession? You want to do a combination of things. You want to control the tempo or set the tempo, mm-hmm. control the football, but yet you still got to try and figure out what the defense is doing.
And that's what Coach Sweeney is doing right now. He attacked the middle twice there, but Saginaw at the same time. The first play was a 4-front, and the second play was a 5, so the line's got to adjust to that.
On third down and 4 coming up for the Bearcats. The handoff goes to Tyler Peruski, and Peruski out over the 35-yard line. Good enough for an Ubley first down after a pickup of close to 7 yards.
And there was that off-tackle play. Coach Sweeney setting up, nice double team down, guard kicked out, and it's first down.
That was actually closer to a gain of about 9, maybe even 10 yards on that play. First down for the Bearcats, ball sitting at their own 36-yard line. We are coming to you from Herb Field in Ubley. Bearcats at home in this district championship game. They have back-to-back titles on this field already, looking for their third straight. The handoff goes over to the right side of the field. It's Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski will pick up 2, maybe 3 on the play. Second down coming up.
Right now you're seeing Ubley, you know, we've seen this a lot of times in recent weeks too, kind of going with the hot hand right now. Looks like Tyler Peruski getting most of the carries. I know we saw last week too against USA, it seemed like Tyler Peruski carried for a while, Brett Cleary take over, Brian Nash would come in. Right now Peruski the main back, over 1,000 yards so far this season for him.
Second down and 7 coming up for the Bearcats. 9:35 to play, opening quarter here. No score in the football game. Bearcats with the first possession of the evening. Handoff goes to Tyler Peruski. Nope, make that Brett Cleary. Cleary brings it up to the 40, a gain of a couple more. Third down and 6 coming up for Ubley. Very cold night here at Ubley. The Nouvelle Panthers over there with a flamethrower on the far sideline. It's the first time I've ever seen that, where they've had brought in their own heat. They're going to need it tonight. Bearcats, they're tough. They don't need that.
No, they don't need any heat on there.
They don't need any heat.
They generate their own.
Third down and 6 coming up for the Bearcats. Austin Drake, the quarterback, will keep it.
Great.
Under heavy pressure, going to be dropped for a loss here at the 35, make it about the 37-yard line. Loss of a couple yards, so fourth down coming up for Ubley. They'll be forced to kick it away.
Great play by the Novella linebackers there to read the guards. Both guards were coming to our left-hand side. And number 33 stepped up there and made the big tackle.
So fourth down and 9 coming up. The Bearcats in punt formation. Back deep on this return, Josh Buchalski for the Panthers. Nice kick. Everybody will just drop back. It'll take a Bearcat bounce inside the 40, close to the 35-yard line, and that's where it'll be down. And that's where Nouvelle will take over, first and 10. Opening thoughts on that first drive?
Well, again, you're feeling out the defense. You're feeling out, you know, and you're selling the kids' nerves as well. And Coach Sweeney has been here many a times, so he knows what his offense can do. And now let's see what Coach Becker can do on defense for Ubley.
About 4 minutes taken off the clock here. 8:06 remaining in the opening quarter as the Panthers bring the offensive unit out onto the field. That's the one thing the Bearcats do not have as much in the way of depth. The Panthers can have situational players for different situations.
Exactly, and they can make adjustments. It looks like Sagnaugh there in the eye bone. Three in the backfield.
And it'll be Gabriel Augustin with the opening carry for the Panthers. He'll bring it up to about the 39-yard line, a pickup of 4. Second down and 6 coming up.
And the guy to keep track of for Nouvelle, number 6, Bennett Lewis, over 180 yards rushing last week against Reese. Excellent speed. He's going to be a tough one for the Bearcat defense to handle.
Back to throw is Buchalski, the quarterback, has a man open. The pass is completed inside Bearcat territory. It'll be number 34, Mackenzie Schaefer, on the reception for Nouvelle. That's a first down.
Probably looked a little confused there in a cover two. Usually they'll roll one up and be in a 5-2 with a monster to the strong side, but for some reason they got caught in a cover two, and that opened that man right up.
We had learned last week that Nouvelle only threw the ball one time. I just wonder if they're going to kind of switch things up. They'll spread a receiver one wide in each direction now as the quarterback, number 7, Joseph Buchalski, comes up under center. Two backs in the backfield behind him. Buchalski rolls out to the left, pass incomplete. May have been deflected on the line out there.
Almost looked like a broken play. That's the way that the quarterback, Buchalski, came out. Didn't really drop back in the classic style for a pass there. Kind of moved down the line of scrimmage a little bit. Flung it out kind of in a sidearm action. Went incomplete.
That'll stop the clock with 7:29 remaining in this first quarter. No score in the football game if you're just joining us. Again, one receiver split wide in each direction. Buchalski dropping back to throw. Has a man wide open. That's going to be Ty Jacobs. And Jacobs racing down the far sideline inside the 10-yard line. Brought down near the 5. So Nouvelle comes out throwing on the first drive of the game. That has been the Bearcats' downfall, or their Achilles tendon, if you will. They have not been able to defend the pass that well this season, and so far Nouvelle taking advantage.
They were in the right formation that time.